Section 5.4, Financial Consequences of DUI. The average DUI will cost somewhere between $8,000 to $12,000 in fines and court costs. If you include attorney's fees, insurance increases, probation, restitution, driver license reinstatement, and immobilization of your vehicle, your costs will soar upwards into the thousands. The DUI will also become attached to your permanent driver license record for 75 years. Drinking and driving is not only a personal problem, but also a societal problem. It may cost the drinker's family or whoever may meet a drinking driver on the highway. The cost to society escalates as well. The cleanup process after a crash is a cost that the taxpayers must carry. This includes emergency services, police enforcement, and maintenance. Impoundment. After being charged with a DUI, your car will be impounded for a period of 10 to 90 days, depending on how many convictions that you have. The court will release the car upon payment of a bond or bail. Until the car is released, the charged driver will be responsible for all fees associated with impoundment, which will include towing and storage fees. Implied consent. When you accept the privilege of driving a motor vehicle in the state of Florida, you are indicating in advance the consent to submit to a field sobriety test, breath test, or blood test to determine your BAC. As a citizen, you do have the right to refuse any such testing, but be warned that you will have your license suspended for a period of 1 year. In the event of a second refusal, your license will be suspended for 18 months. You will also be committing a first-degree misdemeanor for a second or subsequent refusal. Is drinking fun? Where does one get the idea we must drink to have fun? Maybe somebody told them they were having fun, and since they can't remember what they did, they believe that they had fun. I believe that television plays a big part in making us think we must drink to have fun. Think about the last beer commercial that had real people, not frogs or dogs or something else, in it. Now, what were the people doing? You're right, they were having fun, playing ball, bowling in the snow, etc. By the way, have you ever seen any commercials without beautiful people in them? I never have. Who are these commercials trying to reach? Is it our youth? Now, have you ever seen a commercial like this? A good-looking man comes on and looks you in the eye and says, "Be a modern-day man and drink ABC beer." Then he pauses for a second and finishes the sentence by saying, "Take your car out and kill a friend." I suggest you will not hear the last statement, but you only have to read the newspaper to find that statement almost every day. Do we have reasons to drink, or are they just excuses? Can you agree with me that the decision to drive after drinking is not a good one? Remember that every choice has a consequence. Good choices bring good consequences. Bad choices bring bad consequences. Bad choices in 2004 killed 1,093 people in Florida. As we continue to drink, other parts of the body will slow down and eventually stop if enough alcohol is consumed. You can literally drink yourself to death in one sitting. See footnote number 4. Other drugs and driving. A drug is any chemical substance taken into the body by mouth, inhalation, injection, or rubbed on the skin that causes changes in the body or mind of the user. Medicines are drugs. Over-the-counter and prescription medicines contribute to society's drug problems. Most drugs are classified according to the effects they have on the central nervous systems and bodily functions. Some drugs, such as depressants, depress or slow down the central nervous system. Alcohol is considered a depressant, while others stimulate it or speed it up, such as cocaine. Other drugs can alter a person's thinking process and personality. When legal drugs are taken in moderate amounts and for the right reasons, they're relatively safe. However, any drug can become dangerous if it is taken in excess or otherwise misused or abused. Any drug can produce unwanted side effects. When buying any medicine, check the label for warnings of how the drugs might affect driving performance. Some labels might even say, "Do not drive after using." As a responsible driver, do not ignore such cautions. Drugs that can be obtained legally without a doctor's prescription can affect a person's driving ability. Such medicines are those that may provide relief from colds, hay fever, and headaches, etc. A drug that can be purchased legally only when ordered by a doctor is a prescription medicine. Most prescription medicines are stronger than over-the-counter medicines. Ask your doctor how a prescription medicine might affect your driving ability. A person who takes medicine prescribed by more than one doctor should make sure that each doctor knows about the other prescriptions. Using two or more drugs at the same time can be very dangerous. You should not take more than one over-the-counter or prescription medicine without first consulting your doctor or a pharmacist. While most alcohol-drug combinations increase driving risks, some combinations can be fatal. See footnote number 5.